flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Josh had to come get me down the street because I was running behind Terrence Howard's car. I'm sorry, Josh. Okay?
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. We both left the studio.
The news went
a little long. We had to put some more commercials in because I was running behind Terrence Howard's car waving. Okay, I wasn't waving. I was holding on to the bumper. I was going to go back to L.A. with him. Josh was like,
yeah, I noticed
still?
You got some skid marks on your sleeves.
And the knees. Josh was like, you still have an hour of your show left. I was like, okay, all right, I'll come back because we got really important stuff to talk about. Okay, we are talking to Brother Adoniah Israel. He is with the Power of People Leadership Institute. I had to get him on the show because earlier we were talking to Lydia McComas from Hennepin County Voter Engagement. And we brought up the fact that now former felons have the right to vote in our state. And so for some of these people, this is the first election that they'll be able to participate in. So how do you vote? How do you have the confidence and the knowledge and the expertise that you need to go in and make the choice that is right for you and your family? You know, because we go every couple of years. For some people who haven't been into the voting booth in 10, 20, some of them even 30 years, it's going to be a lot. And so I had to get Brother Adoniah Israel on the phone. He is joining me courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. You are actually at a rally. Tell me where you are and what's going on.
Yes, as you can hear behind me, we are live down at the Capri Theater right now, celebrating individuals' rights who have gotten their voting rights restored. So you're hearing a lot in the background right now. People are giving speeches. People are giving their testimonies, so on and so forth at the moment.
Okay, while I'm talking, I'm going to wonder if you can step out real quick for me into a quiet space so we can hear you better. Josh, you can turn his microphone off for me. Turn his microphone down while he goes out into a quiet room so we can hear him, so we can understand what he's saying, because there is a rally going on right now at the Capri Theater for former felons who now have their voting rights restored. Dr. Verna Price and her husband, Brother Shane Price, were very instrumental in going to our legislator and saying these people in our society who are now productive members, who are now working, who are now driving the bus, who are now working as mechanics, who are now, working in various ways and paying taxes. They want to have their rights restored. And they were on the front line for that. And so as a result of their work and their dedication and their efforts, these rights have been restored. And so in order to have these people voting for the first time, they got to get educated. So in addition to that legislation being passed, Dr. Verna and Brother Shane have had educational classes to teach people how to vote. And today they're having this rally. And Brother Adonijah, can you talk to me about the rally? When did you guys get started? What's going on? Tell me all about it.
I came down a little bit early. I was so excited. But we started at about 1. We will be continuing to 4 o'clock. There's a lot of things going on down here. We even have children next door coming to pick up candy and have another Halloween thing going on over here. So it's a pretty magnificent scene. This is the quietest space I can find, so I hope that you guys can hear me. So right now what's going on is another brother of myself who has his rights restored. He's now giving a little bit of a testimony about his history at the moment. I too will be doing that at some point in time, but this is a very, very exciting time for individuals who have maybe have not lived such grand lives in their youth, who have had the unfortunate of being justice impacted, but have now since have turned the page in their lives, are now husbands or wives. We have business owners and philanthropists and activists and so many of us who have been acting, who have been performing and been demonstrating over many years after incarceration, but we weren't whole. We weren't whole because we didn't have a voice in things. We didn't have any kind of say-so in anything. You couldn't say, hey, we would like to vote for this individual because of his the proposal that he brings as in regards to taxes, or as in regards to education, or as in regards to health care or child care. You know, so to get our votes restored, it gives us back dignity. It gives us back hope. It gives us back. It gives us a say in how our counties, our states, and our country move on our behalf.
Well, I thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show today, and thank Dr. Verna and Brother Shane for me for doing this good work and not just getting the legislation passed, walking away, but also the educational opportunities, including the rally that they are having today at the Capri Theater. You all stick around. We've got more to come.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.